East Hartford Cultural Center. My name is Roger Moss, and I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation for the great town of East Hartford, and I welcome you. Quick couple announcements. Emergency exits are either side in the rear of the hall. If you go out the stairwell, the door is locked behind you. You have to go out to the front of the building and back in. This is a smoke-free facility, so if you need to smoke out the front door and back in, as long as you've got your red sticker, you're good to go. And there will be a short intermission in between, and the band will be out to chat with you both at intermission and at the end of the show. So well, it was about a year ago, actually to the day, that this band played here, and a friend of mine from Aztec Two-Step told me about this band. Said, you gotta hire them, you gotta bring them in, they'll do fine. So I said, okay. So a year ago, we took a chance, and they did fine, and about 4 days after they finished that show, their agent called me again and said they'd love to come back. I said, sure. So this this show has been booked for almost a year, so it finally is here, the weather held up. Ready to go, so please give a nice warm welcome to Gandalf Murphy and the Slambovian Circus of Dreams.
Thank you. Thank you. Concept for the end of the world. So we were a little nervous to even speak the Great Unravel. So this was, if you figure it out, 888, you know, that was August 8th. About a week later, the whole financial thing started unraveling. And you know, so obviously you guys aren't sweating it too much. I mean, it happened in Slamovia in 1995. Everybody lost their shirts, they got thrown out of their house, the whole country was out on the street. It's not a real big place. But and honestly, we lost everything that we owned, and it was a good thing, because we would have never found the band. So we've been having a good time since the Great Unravel happened at Slamovia. So if anybody's nervous financially, don't worry, it's just the end of all, this is the end of the world, but it's the end of all the bullshit. So, so we're going to play the Great Unravel for you. Here it goes.
Let go, free your mind to travel. Make
And they got us pretty good. They bought all our merchandise out, so we're extremely rich right now. If anybody's hurt and needs more money, we got bags of it now. So, we've been doing this little intro at the beginning of this country song that we did. Joe, the sound guy, this is kind of a country pop song that we wrote. Joe, the sound guy, plays in a country band. He's working with our Chris Truzzi. Chris Truzzi drove from Michigan to do sound for us. And I'm telling 40 stories at the same time. I'm going to get lost. So we've got this country pop song that we did from the Flapjacks album. We started sticking this intro on it that I always say to people. It's kind of cross between the British Invasion and country prison music. And we played it over in Britain, and they got a kick out. And said, so we kind of left it stuck on the front of the song. So we'll play that for you. And then we'll go into a song that I wrote for a tank called I Wish. Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like them in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays with me. Thank you. father, my man. I wish I was stable. I wish I was schooled, not just an idealistic fool. Only if I could whisper to you words that would comfort you, I think I could chase your fears away. I wish that I could say, it'll be okay. Wish I was John. You know I'm just crude. I wish I was filthy rich for you. Wish I could be all the things you dream. Wish that I could turn.
Toys for my birthday party, which is like, we're doing a show actually. And this is one of the things I just thought you'd really like to look at this. Check it out. It glows. Isn't that awesome? I just thought you'd like that.
And the throw.
So, Joe, you can throw that one out in the audience and see who gets my present.
The person that caught it gave it to their love. Since we saw you last, I think we wrote a love song for the Clear Channel organization. Because they're the ones, they're always helping out independent bands and stuff like that, you know. There's a lot of stations that won't play us, but the Clear Channel stations, they love playing the independent folks. And so we want to really show our appreciation, and we wrote a love song for the Clear Channel organization. I think Clear Channel's really going to be a vital part of changing United States and the world right now. That's what I really believe. I'm projecting that right out there. I really, you know, all the idealists became radio people. They're like the nuttiest idealistic people. And even though they've been controlled as to what they can play over the last few years, Clear Channel's changing all that right now, so we're really happy about that. So we wrote this love song. It's called Clear Channel. Thank you.
here. You know, just a teeny bit would be nice. I know, but it's like, you, but it's all dark. Like, look at Chen back there. You can't even see him. It's just, you know, it's a little sad looking over in this corner. Do a couple of songs with Dar, and then we did Peace Train with her and John, and that was like so awesome. But one of the songs that we got to do with Dar, it was kind of at her request, was Sullivan Lane. And so every so often we pull that out, and then I start getting kind of homesick for Dar. I miss Dar. We don't get to see her too much. Yeah, this is one of her favorite songs.
When we first met Dar, you know, she's pretty active, politically active. In community, she does a lot of fundraisers and stuff for people. And when we met her, she had a favorite song of ours, and she goes, "That's the song of the revolution." And I thought, and it made me realize who Dar is. She looks like a little girl, especially on the new album cover. She's got that one where she's eating like a jawbreaker, and she's got the blue stuff all over her fingers.
That's really
her, you know. So this song really is about childhood, but she thinks this is the song of the revolution, so I'll maybe love her all the more.
Anyway. She sang some awesome parts on that too.
So this is for you new people, this is called Sullivan Lane. This harkens back to those days where we used to be able to get high before we thought we had to pay for it all the time.
Floating away, you were like
so glad January's over. We didn't have any shows, and it was like sleeting and snowing and all black ice and everything, so I'm glad we all made it through January alive. Yeah. So, I'm glad we made it here to February just to see you.
We're always been longing for time off, and we had time off, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. It was miserable. It's been a good year so far, actually. With all the nutty stuff, it's been good. So, I think things are going to keep getting better as the unravel keeps unraveling all the unnecessary stuff. So it's some stupid shit that goes on. Excuse my French. They barely birth their children. Excuse me. So we're going to play you. We like playing this song about. This is a love song to the Tinkerbell spirit. In Slambovia, they're very fond of the Tinkerbell spirit. They think Peter Pan was supposed to get married to the Tinkerbell, and he was getting distracted by Wendy. And Slambovia, Wendy just represents all the stuff that's coming unraveled. So this is a love song to the Tinkerbell and everybody. It's called Tink, I Know It's You. And I'm sure I can play slide mandolin on this. Never saw it. That's fun. Nice treat.
Well, I see you running in the
little spark of light. I know it's you. Oh, yeah. Time. I hope it's a good time for you. So far, play this one more tune, and then we'll take a break and come back. And if you didn't like us, sneak out on the break. I would say it's a good PC time to sneak out. Come back in. We'll, as we always promise, we'll do a better second set for you. So this is an oldie. I wrote this in 1979. We'll be right back.
give a nice warm welcome for the second half of Gandalf Murphy and his Lambobian circus.
Do something different together?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do something just when you know a part of it, just chime in, okay? Okay. We're going to do a medley for you, okay? Come out, wherever you are, and meet the young lady who fell. Sure.
station.
Died, you know, because he kind of left the planet a long time ago. So we wrote kind of a tribute ways back for him. And then when he finally went to the spirit world, he left his body. We started playing it, and we actually played it here last year. And then someone requested, so we're going to do it. But we're gonna play the tribute that we wrote to Sid, and we're going to play a song that Sid wrote, which is called Scarecrow.
The black and green sky. to his fate, his life's not unkind, he doesn't mind.
He stood.
Yeah. Aunt Marie, Gloria. It's not Cherie, Gloria, but she's not in love with me.
Give me your picture. This is our picture disc.
This is kind of old-timey vinyl.
For commercial reasons, too.
I just found it, and I thought, we don't get to show this to people. Dan, I'm done for the night. I will now go on.
Right. Now I say, make the women shut up, you know. You know what I mean? I don't even know why we let them talk. I'm the boss of the family.
Hey, Tony, speaks in Russian. Come on, Tony talks too, but he only speaks in Russian.
Thank you. Now take your letter on the mic, she'll do that kind of stuff. Tony speaks Russian. In the band, Tony's the Harpo Marx of the band. You never heard him say a word, did you? Yeah. Can't speak.
He wants us to do a tour of the Trans-Siberian Railway from Beijing all the way to Moscow. Yeah. What do you think about that? Yeah. We were talking about that today. See, we got all kinds of plans. But if you guys stay in touch with us, we can invite you along.
We're gonna start doing something every year that's a trip on the Slambovian Bipolar Express. We'll let you know before we do that. I want to dedicate this next song to Tink and to all the women like Tink. It's called She's in Her Own World. looking forward to new stuff this year, you know. It's time for a bunch of new stuff, you know. It's time for a bunch of new stuff. I can't think of anything clever to say about it. That's just the way I feel. It's been an interesting year. We've been trying to do everything a little bit new. Not as a band, just in our lives and the way we relate to each other and such. So I wish everybody really well this year. I hope this is a time of revelation and revolution for life, you know. We're going to do one that I usually do, a big Yab festival in front of, and I was going to change it up, but I'm not sure I'd like to do this song without the Yab. So could you raise your hand if you're new again? Would you mind raising if you've never seen this before? Yeah, I often say that we started a new religion in the band, although we're not very religious type of people. Hocus Pocus, some of us. We like the Hocus Pocus. And we were feeling the need for some religion in our lives, and we were seeing religion cause a lot of the problems in the world, so we started a new religion based on string theory, you know. And I often tell people, I'll try to do the real fast version for the new people. The religion we started was, string theory goes like this, you know. Beneath the fleshy level, you know, is the molecular level. Say, if you get on an elevator at the subatomic level and take it way, 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 down, you get off down there, some scientists believe there are these things that they call strings, and strings are the things that make up all things. This is just a theory. It's all cartoon. Science is a hocus pocus, as religion is real. Religion being wrong, but neither side knows what the hell they're talking about. I think God is a lot more interesting than religion has ever found out to be, if there is a God. But anyways, we really like that PBS string theory series that they were doing, so we got into that thing. We thought that's just a great cartoon to build religion on. So we did that. We believed in string theory for a little while. We started building our thinking processes based on that concept that everything's made out of these little strings that are all the same length. They're all made out of the same stuff. And so everything in the world is made out of the same stuff. And the only thing that makes variety in our bodies and in the world that we're in is just the way that these strings vibrate and the way they get together and vibrate together, dance together. And they accumulate in these little groups of dancing strings, and they build the bigger things and come up to the world where we are here and make our faces and all the stuff we see around us. These scientists believe that everything's made out of these strings. So we got on an elevator at the subatomic level, and we took it way, way down there to the super duper itsy bitsy teeny weeny level. We got off there to look for the strings. And when we got off, we were walking through darkness for a long time, and then up ahead we started to see this faint light, and as we grew closer to it, the light grew in its brightness. And in the middle of this ball of light, we saw God. God was sitting on a little chair, a little wooden chair, playing his guitar. And all around him, based on the songs that he was singing and the melodies that he was making up, all these little strings were dancing around his head, performing different things. We went over to God and tapped him on the shoulder. They voted me to do it, so I went over and nervously tapped God on the back of the shoulder, and he stopped playing for me. Trying to start a religion that's akin to science, where they seem to be looking for unified theories that can make everybody believe in the same stuff or find a common basis. We thought that would be a good idea to create a religion, and then did that. You know, God, everything really reconnected people. But before we start this new religion that we think is going to solve everything, we just wanted to ask you a question. God said, why do you let bad things happen in the world? People really want to know, if he exists, why do you let bad things happen? God said to me, you can all attain enlightenment. You can all become as smart as me. You can all attain your Christhood or your Buddhahood or whatever particular hood you were from. And then you would take care of each other and create a cool world. But you lose all your power because every time something goes wrong, you want to blame somebody. You want to create a scapegoat instead of getting up off your ass and doing something. So I thought that was a pretty profound thing. I came up on the elevator up to the surface level, and we started working. We're still musing over this religion that we're trying to make. But we wrote a song, and it's dedicated to the Buddha and everybody, because I believe if we just take care of the people around us, we can gain enlightenment, and we can solve all the problems. And I believe that all the stupidity in the world is about to unravel. Stand too long. It's getting too stupid to do anymore. So this is dedicated to the Buddha and everybody. It's called Talking to the Buddha. It's a tip of the hat to early King Crimson around the court of the Crimson King. Meet me at Joe's Diner. 12 gates wait for you, and creation's in travail, waiting for us all to see the light. Every soul we have failed. The waitress said, "Hey, want a refill?" But Peter said, chance. It's like a reset button on a computer.
hoping to get you right back to the childhood vibe. I hope this chases away anything bad, anything that's been getting you nervous. Don't worry about anything. Like I said, the great unravel happened at Slamovia in 95. We lost everything we had and we survived. Thanks very much for coming out and taking a chance. God bless you.
best.
Hey, Joy is true.